fully assimilated with the victim. So they make a comment, and they, some people have never been able to deal with the experience of forward to this type of family and criminality.
What struck you, what was the theme of the notebook? What was the theme? I mean, if you saw one central thing that was strange about this surrealistic mass murder, what struck you? Right, it's kind of right on the nose. The industrialization of mass. Here was a train bringing 8,000 people a day, or deep train, right into the center valley that the people would be, deep camp. They were immediately separated into several different lines. Five of the six lines led to gas chambers. Below the gas chambers were the crematoria. So you were basically gassed and cremated and turned to ash within one day of arrival. What was that disallow? What was, aside from killing people efficiently, what does that allow you to do?
Escape.
What do you do? What's the whole point of this type? Well, they destroyed the evidence. Obviously, they were ashamed of what they did. They knew it was fundamentally wrong. But what else do you accomplish? What's the major purpose of killing people to this person? Did you have a biopolitical program?
I think that we went from an overlapping, they again said, that they thought, oh, well.
What's the purpose of killing people right as they get off the train? Right, you've got it. You're disorganized. You can't politically realize that you're in a state of war. Basically, if you're still within a day of arrival after a 4-day train ride, you're exhausted. And they shove you into a gas chamber. You're cremated. There never could really be a political focal point for armed resistance. What else struck you? Advise. Who were the perpetrators?
The last question was, what they said they were going to take that city shower?
They believed it. Huh? They believed it.
Yeah, they believed it. They were going to take the shower.
Criminality has worse.
What is the problem? They actually need a shower? They actually have to put in the day.
Among the laborers, the laboring force is kept to a minimum, and usually after 90 days, so there wouldn't be a focal point of resistance they were themselves. So when you were getting a shower, you were being gassed. What else struck you? It's very odd. Right, you got it. EV car, right, one of the major corporate, in fact, a multi-billion-dollar company today. Basically, they constructed the ventilation system that allowed for gassing and for the emptying of the chambers. They fully, all these business people fully knew what they were doing. Construction to the processing of the hair of the victim, pulling out cold teeth. So, what does that tell you about big business?
It
here in many senses, you're killing your own people. There were German Jews. They killed 300,000 of their own Jews in October of 43. That's when they were taken away from Berlin, and because Germans were so nationalistic, they played Strauss Wolf, which was like Donald Trump. It was sort of a bird, like a demon, a German bird, which you don't have a name for a life. If you had a big life, misery for other people. All right. What else was very unusual? The brutal efficiency of it. You see the big business interest involved. You see how quickly people are disorganized and helpless, so that there could be no resistance in what was a state of war. Is this a Hobbesian world, or does this bear out a lot? Bears out Hobbes. And yet, in most universities, there is why. So Hobbes, which I think is reliant and is a much more realistic presentation how the world works. Why do you believe people are pacifistic, humanitarian by nature, that people can be experienced by rational dialogue? These are all prejudices of what we've been calling the Enlightenment. I think what happened in World War II with the atomic bombings of Hiroshima, fire bombings of Dresden, mass killings, and throughout several extermination plans in Europe, we see a very different picture on our
left.
People are really.
Maybe there's people that are talking to us.
I don't think they use torque. I think they use concentration. What is involved here? Did anyone find a doctor? Could have been reversed or shot. But yeah, we're going to talk about two types of strategies that can be involved to have prevented the scale of this type of thing. First of all, the Allies, Stalin, Churchill, and Roosevelt, knew what was going on in Auschwitz. Every day, thousands of Allied war planes were bombing the oil refinery in South East. About to pass by Auschwitz every day. 42, 43, 44, 45. One raid decimated the coal system and took the killing on that scale of the time. There's a thing called reality. Mike makes one. What was the geopolitical consideration of the Allies that they wouldn't at least support the humanitarian gesture of the killing of the South? What were the Allies thinking? What do you need to run a war? What natural resources do you need? Oil. And who did the Allies want to alienate? What? They didn't want to alienate the Arabs, who were neutral in the greater part of the Second World War. Rommel was in North Africa. The Russian armies were striking Stalingrad. It looked like they were going to break through into the Middle East. The Allies didn't want the Germans to have access to the world. Therefore, they made sure that they were not going to antagonize the Arabs by possibly having
millions of Jews going to Palestine, where there was already a civil war going on between Jews and Arabs, and antagonizing them. But in actuality, the Arabs had a pro-German civil war. The realpolitik of Hobbes, of a war of all against all, but in a world war, certainly takes precedence over the locking concept of natural rights, property rights, international commonwealth, the possibility of reaching a social contract line. Were there any people who thought to stop themselves? Did anyone do anything after this hurt now to stop the government? There was one individual who took heroic measures and actually took a train of 300 women out of the camp and reversed it and brought it back to the factory in Brimley. How many people still knew this in this place? It was the only man who went into the camp, bribed the guards, took 300 of his women laborers, reversed the train, and took them back safely and into the path of war. So you can take personal responsibility, even in extreme situations. And in the course of the war, he managed to save 1,100 of his workers. There is a category of people who designated righteous Gentiles who are very similar in makeup. What would be the comparable category in this topic? Terms of African America. What's white group? John Brown. How many people saw the movie? What's the motivation? What was Schindler's turning point? Here's a man who starts out as a dedicated national socialist, but is not at the beginning of the war. And yet he does a 180 degree turn, or he converts to the position of the very pro humanitarian. What do you think was at work in changing his mind? Here's a man who had criminally gained several $1 million, who had taken the money, gone to Zurich, Switzerland, and lived happily ever after, and he stayed behind. What makes the difference? It's very important not to know all his workers personally. I think once you have a personal identification, it's much harder to kill someone, especially someone who's been, a trustworthy worker, even if it is a slave labor. What else is involved? Has a factor of identification. John Brown, too, would take what's identified as an American. Many on a certain thing. He was morally outrageous. What other? How do we construct a white Gentile or an ally? What kind of a psychological makeup? I don't think it's anyone's factor. Let's look at a drug addict and a criminal. This is a very good documentary Sunday on Malcolm X. Here was a petty career criminal who did a complete transformation on himself. He emerged as one of the great leaders in African American history. What changed him? Why do people change fundamentally? What happens? You reach a point of what? Self-realizing. But what else happens? What does a drug addict do? You hit rock bottom. And what happens when you hit rock bottom? Well, you have to make an opt, either for life or for death. And for Schindler, it was the will to power. So basically, from the fan's position of last hour, that either he was trying to be a human being or a criminal, but there was no longer any possibility of denial of this. What was going on in the state of war that was in fact genocide. What else do you have to have in order to why do people like John Brown give up their lives? Or like Gentile, let's say, or put themselves forth at great risk. I don't think it's summary execution. What do you have to have for strength? I can't will to power. Have what? No fear. Well, I think you have to have some rational fear. What do you have?
Maybe what's right, what somebody has said.
But that's called what? What do you have to have? What do most people have that? Obviously, the SS guards did not have. But everyone has a little voice within him. So this light or this woman has a level. That's one of the reasons why they got into the command arrangement. You're able to deny this. Make people anonymous, do it on a factory basis, you no longer have to take personal responsibility. So if you have a conscience, this is where the element, there is an element. Well, that thing, maybe the point about human nature. What else do you have to have? Why do people get involved in the civil rights movement by in 1963 and 1964, the people go to the South to help supply the civilians. What do you have to be able to do?
Thank you.
project your own worst traits onto an outsider. And you try to pick on a group that's weak and helpful. Also, there is a point when you commit so many murders, you have to be able to live with yourself. I mean, Rudolf Hess, the common body of camp, was able to go to sleep like a 12-kid, a healthy sexual life, slept 8 hours, got up in the morning, had taken an egg, and they killed another 8,000 people that day. You have to be able to rationalize, stop the rationalization. And one of the ways you can, are able to rationalize what you do is you make killing impersonal. In other words, if the Jews disembark from the camp, what did the film show? They're simply numbers. They're separated quickly into 6 groups, 5 of them went immediately to the gas chamber and were cremated within the same day. So there's a brutal efficiency in that. You're not able to identify with them. They're just numberless anonymous people, steady stream, who, in fact, you can dust your life, murder. So here, too, there's the dark side of the will to power. In other words, the infinite capacity do evil as well as good. That he was defending the German state at this point. How could German citizens turn on their fellow Germans? Here, German Jews have lived several hundred years in Germany. Suddenly, they're the enemy.
Maybe still a concept of fear of peace.
Sorry, the expression has created very desperate people. And the desperate people do what? They do this desperate thing. But why the Jews? Here was a productive economic unit of your population. And you destroy one of your most valuable assets.
They were Aryans. I looked their justification actually. They weren't on that Aryan day.
But genetically, we know that there is an immune right? Nothing definable. I mean, take a blood test exam. You know, find an Aryan gene. Nor can you find a Jewish gene. As I said, there are many different physical types of Jews, but there are different types of Christians. Black Ethiopian, blonde hair, blue eyes, Swedish, Russian, and Norwegian. So it certainly was an artificial construct. And we call that artificial construct big lie. Why is it that we often believe the worst about people? And that the bigger the lie, the more troubles the lie, more people tend to believe. Remember we talked about the elders, the protocol design. There's 12 Jewish bankers met in a cemetery made by the fraud. Philosophy taken over the banking system of the world. And it's believed to this day. Where is it being read now? Japan. It's a very popular event itself. And why do people believe something so ludicrous when they country doesn't even have Jews? How can you have anti-Semitism without Jews? And this is an extreme form of racism. They also have very bizarre opinions about Caucasians and African Americans. Here's Japan at the opposite end of the world. They have an intense anti-Semitism without Jews. Why do you believe the big lie? I mean, it's ludicrous. Now, that type of racism
about any threat from this group.
What they do is on the street to go to work.
Pardon?
I mean, you said you need to go
to work. Well, it's just what that spell. I mean, it's a popularly held concept that Jews are internationally fighting to take over the banking system of the world. In actuality, who owned us? Top 10 banks in the world are Japanese, and basically they own our own national debt. So how come this? Well, what are they doing, really? They're projecting their own worst trade, and they're picking it on the most helpless goods they can buy. And you have a ready-made victim, again, idea of the international Jew aspiring to take over banks. We've also simultaneously embraced the idea of the international Jew who was trying to create a communist world order. Can you be a banker and a communist at the same time? Can a person be something that's mutually exclusive? Can you be a banker today and a communist in life? And people believe it. The bigger the law, the more people can believe it. Does this say more in defense of Locke? Locke's theory of political philosophy, or does it justify the Hobbesian view? A war of all against all? I think a lot more Hobbes should be read than Locke. And I really wish Hobbes' Leviathan, I think, could be read in conjunction with Locke's second treatise. See the complete discrepancy in terms of the fundamental premise of philosophy. Well, for political reasons, the science department here has many Lockean scholars working on top, and that's how universal science is. By vote, in other words, everyone has a certain set of values. I mean, I ate the pooling, if you look at the reading list, of several very congruous reading, and it's mainly for political reasons. Different departments have different interests. Everyone gets certain representation. If it were me, I would have people read the top for a while. Yeah. Thank you. Aragon. And I have to say this in defense of them, that they did allow many ethnic groups to immigrate into this country and change the basic makeup ethnically of this country. We're now really a polyglot of nations. All right, what else happened during this time? What struck you as
Thank you.